Can't win me back. Chapter 1561. Newton tried hard to keep a straight face. But he was so moved that his eyes welled up in tears. He felt as if he had just seen a reflection of his younger self. He was glad to know that Lauren was marrying her Mr. Wright. On the way home, Landon couldn't keep his delight to himself. Moreover, he also had a few drinks with Jasper. He kept Lauren in his embrace. At the same time, he sang songs and asked her for kisses endlessly. Angelina was in the driver's seat. She snuck a few glances through the rearview mirror. She maintained her usual expression on her face. However, deep down, she was elated. Oh! Landon! Give me a moment. Lauren was very tickled by Landon's touches. She placed her hands on his chest as she tried to push him away. Landon became woozy at the sight of the hickeys that had formed on her fair-skinned neck. He pulled her in tighter by the waist.
What is it?
Don't you want me to show you some love?
That's not it.
Your saliva got on my face. Lauren didn't like the damp feeling on her cheeks. Angelina didn't manage to hold herself back. She stifled a laugh. The pace of Landon's breathing quickened. He mumbled softly in Lauren's ear, "Lauren, why did you let go of my hand earlier today when your father disapproved of us being together?" At the same time, he sounded like he was complaining. Lauren's heart sank. She looked down. Bashfully, she answered, "Landon, was afraid my dad would take his anger out on you. Didn't want to make things difficult for you. Darling." Suddenly, Landon felt an urge to cry. His eyes welled up as he kissed her on the lips. "Want you to remember this. No matter when or what happens, never let go of my hand. Please love me forever. Please never leave me." With another significant issue resolved, Alyssa and Jasper returned home with their hearts full. The moment they stepped in, they noticed Jonah and Sean sitting in the living room. "Miss Alyssa." Sean leaped to his feet. Alyssa saw that they had visitors. She panicked and turned her head away from them. She wiped the corners of her lips. Her lipstick was in a mess after Jasper had kissed her. Jasper greeted their guests with a warm gaze. "Hi, Jonah."
"Hi, Sean."
Jonah had a teacup in his hand. He moved steadily and elegantly. He looked at Jasper and teased, "Jasper, it looks like you've just had a delicious dinner. You didn't even bother wiping your mouth." Jasper was taken aback. He lifted his hand and rubbed the edges of his lips. He looked down at his fingers and realized that they were stained red. Alyssa's cheeks flushed red. She tiptoed to wipe Jasper's mouth for him. To her surprise, Jasper grabbed her by her wrist. His gaze was alluring. He smirked and replied, "Yes, it was a delicious dinner. It was a sweet and delectable meal." Jonah was speechless. Alyssa wiped Jasper's mouth frantically. She felt utterly embarrassed. "Madam. Mr. Jasper. Welcome back." Rosie walked out with some fruits and snacks. Alyssa breathed a sigh of relief. "What brings you here at this hour, Jonah?" Alyssa asked as she walked over. The look on Jonah's face turned serious. He took a deep breath. "Dad is ill. He had a stroke. It's more serious this time."
"What?"
Alyssa and Jasper exclaimed in unison.
"Don't panic, Ms. Alyssa. Mr. Winston is no longer in a critical stage. Otherwise, Mr. Jonah and would have gone to get you. We wouldn't be waiting for you here." Sean quickly shared some words of reassurance. Mr. Winston is now admitted to our corporation's main hospital in Bellbanks. He has family and Dr. Lovelace with him. Dr. Lovelace is a neurologist. With him around, I'm sure that Mr. Winston will be able to get better. Can't win me back, Chapter 1562, Alyssa exclaimed. He even went through a critical stage. How could not panic? Alyssa broke out in a cold sweat that made her back damp. She felt numb. Why didn't you call me at that time? Dad went through something like that. I'm his daughter. How could I not be by his side? Jasper saw that her eyes had filled with tears. He felt as if his heart was being crushed. Immediately, he took her shaking hand and gave it a tight squeeze. Under usual circumstances, she would playfully tease Winston, occasionally displaying indifference towards him. But in times like these, her genuine anxiety for her father was clear. Jasper fully understood where she was coming from. Jonah looked into Alyssa's eyes. He sighed helplessly. It was Dad who made us keep it from you. Alyssa felt a sharp pain in her heart. Dad. When Dad was having the stroke, he instructed Mr. Benton not to inform us, especially you. Jonah tried his best to speak in a neutral tone. Dad knows that you've been busy and tired. He didn't want you to go through trouble after trouble. It would only make you feel disconcerted. A father's love was as steadfast as a mountain, solitary, formidable, and covered. He didn't want his children to worry for him. So, it didn't matter if the suffering was too much. He was determined to grit his teeth and endure the pain. A ball of fury rose within Alyssa. Her voice became hoarse. Mrs. Rosie, please pack my things. We'll make my way to Bellbanks now. Got it, madam, Rosie answered immediately. Jasper put his arm around Alyssa's shoulder. He frowned and said, Mrs. Rosie, pack some of my clothes too. I'll be going with Lice. Alyssa met his concerned gaze. With tears in her eyes, she said, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we won't be able to go to Swizzo for our vacation. That's all right. Winston's health is more important. We can always go another time. Jasper cupped her face. Also. Jonah paused. His eyes turned dim. Jameson is back. All of a sudden, the atmosphere in the room became tense. The sound of his name was equivalent to hearing words like Jinx or the plague. His private plane just landed at Solana City International Airport this afternoon. The look in Jasper's eyes was cold. Jonah, where did Jameson return from? Jonah replied, Moscravia. Alyssa was shocked. She rubbed her chin with her fingers. Jameper didn't go to Continent or Tsalu, where he's more familiar. What did he go to Moscravia for? Is that country a suitable place for his mother to recuperate? I've also never heard about him having any business over there. Jasper's face turned glum at the mention of recuperation. He was suddenly reminded of Justin. An inexplicable feeling of doubt started to grow within him. He kept getting the nagging feeling that something was amiss. Jonah elaborated, Moscravia has medical standards and medical facilities that are more advanced. Moreover, heard that there is a medical center that has been set up specially for Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. I'm guessing that Jameson went over there because of his mother's illness. Alyssa jeered. Hope that's the case. All's good as long as he's not hatching another evil plan. They headed toward Bellbanks with Sean behind the wheel. Along the way, Alyssa was clenching her hands tightly. She was unable to feel at ease. Don't worry. You can have confidence in Julian's medical skills. Winston will be able to regain his health. Jasper caressed her back gently. His heart ached for her. Jonah, who was seated across from them, nodded slightly. He agreed with Jasper's words. Jonah, about Dad. Why did he suddenly have a stroke? Alyssa posed the question in a low voice, was there something that triggered him? Or did he become overly agitated? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been so serious the latest chapter there. Jonah pursed his lips as he tried to find the right words. Just then, Sean interrupted angrily, it was all because of that fool, Mr. Dominic. Can't win me back. Chapter 1563- What did Dominic do this time? Alyssa's tone was cold, and her eyes were deep. Jasper felt that Dominic, as a branch of the Taylor family and Winston's only younger brother, seemed to be anything but well behaved. He had always thought the Taylors were a rare example of unity and beauty in a family. He never expected there would be such a black sheep among them. He made accumulator investments secretly to make more money. But the recent turmoil in the Mosgravia stock market caused him to lose a lot. Jonah frowned slightly and shook his head. He could have withdrawn in time and saved himself. But for some reason, he thought the Mosgravia government would intervene to rescue the market, so he continued to purchase accumulators. But he didn't have enough funds, so he thought of embezzling the company's funds. He's really a fool among fools. His brain is just filled with mush. The furious Alyssa pounded her fist on the car window. Jasper squeezed her hand tightly, agreeing with her. Accumulators are extremely risky. It's like a gamble with no return. Half a year ago, we had an executive at Beckett Group who owed huge debts because of this and ended up jumping off a building. Sean was also furious. A few days ago, Ruby found two suspicious entries in the company's accounts while reviewing financial statements. She immediately reported it to Mr. Jonah. Only then were Dominic's tricks exposed, and we could cut losses promptly. Otherwise, it would have led to a major disaster. Despite that, we still lost over $50 million. Sean didn't even bother with formalities, as he referred to Dominic by name. Novel Bin. Ruby Harrell was the director of the finance department. Jonah had personally trained her. The KS Group could dominate the market and hold the position as the top company in Bell Banks for decades because Winston and Jonah had keen insight. They knew how to recognize and utilize talents. They would only appoint reliable individuals to important positions within the company. Ha! Jonah, you really saved Dominic's life, Alyssa said through gritted teeth. Otherwise, the next one to jump off a building would have been him. Jonah looked helpless, sighing deeply. I initially tried to handle this matter privately, but there are just too many people in the company. It eventually reached Dad's ears. You can imagine how furious he was when he found out. What's even more infuriating is that Dominic dared to challenge Dad. He not only refused to repent but also said many disrespectful things. That's what triggered Dad's stroke. Alyssa shook with rage at those words, feeling an icy chill coursing through her entire body. He said those things in front of Winston. Jasper asked sternly. Jonah's gaze turned cold. Yes. Luckily, Neil was there. He helped get Dad to the hospital in time. Jasper fell into silence, his expression darkening. He felt that Jonah's words contained a lot of information, but this was a family matter. He couldn't say too much about it. Alyssa's eyes were bloodshot. Thankfully, Jasper held her close. Otherwise, she would have found it difficult to remain calm. She was so angry that she couldn't speak, only wanting to rush to Winston's side immediately. Holding her shoulders, Jasper pondered for a moment before asking, "So, How does Winston plan to deal with Mr. Dominic? This was something Alyssa wanted to know too. Just mentioning this makes me furious. Sean couldn't contain his emotions anymore. He floored the gas pedal. Mr. Taylor used his own money to cover Dominic's $50 million deficit. He even blocked the news to keep the matter under wraps. In other words, he doesn't want to pursue it anymore. Jasper was surprised but immediately understood. Mr. Dominic holds a high position in the company and is related to the Taylors. If this matter were to escalate, it would affect the entire company. Alyssa's heart ached, and her brows furrowed with worry. Not only that, but because Dad values his family a lot. Uncle Dominic is his only brother, and they grew up together. He's been lenient many times, unable to bring himself to punish Uncle Dominic. Jasper understood. Yes, Winston is a devoted man. If not for that, how could the Taylor family be so harmonious? Uncle Dominic wasn't always like this. Jonas sighed, feeling the passage of time. Dad mentioned to me before that when he was a child, he was stubborn and rebellious. He often gets beaten and scolded by Grandpa. Grandpa even locked him in the study, making him write Lamsari 1,000 times before he could eat or sleep. Can't win me back. Chapter 1564. Jonah continued, Uncle Dominic used to be a smooth talker, always speaking up for Dad in front of Grandpa. He would sneak into the study at midnight to feed Dad and help him write the lines. He imitated Dad's handwriting so well that Grandpa never noticed that he wrote most of them. But at some point, Uncle Dominic changed. It appears that power, fame, and wealth can corrupt and change people's nature. Alyssa's gaze remained cold and resolute. But even so, Dad has never mistreated or done any wrong to him. When he harmed KS Group for his selfish desires, did he ever think about Dad? He only saw the glory and wealth of being the chairman, but he didn't realize how difficult it is to maintain power. Dad might be able to let this matter go, but can't. Won't just let it slide like this. Jasper and Jonah exchanged complex looks. They knew that the ruthless Alyssa would never tolerate Dominic's behavior. Warm air blew inside the car, but the atmosphere remained cold and oppressive. Trying to lighten the mood, Jasper racked his brain for a topic. Jonah, your suit looks nice. Alyssa instinctively glanced at Jonah and immediately recognized Rose's craftsmanship. Jonah smiled faintly. Julian gave it to me. Although he tried to sound casual, there was a hint of pleasure and even a touch of pride in his tone. Jasper nodded. Oh, that's nice. Jonah coughed awkwardly. Don't misunderstand. He gave me the suit to thank me for looking after him these past few months. He suddenly felt guilty, and a blush crept onto his cheeks. Jasper blinked rapidly, taken aback. Misunderstand? Misunderstand what? Sitting upright, Jonah turned his face away, and his heart raced. Why did he give himself away? It was already early in the morning when they arrived at the hospital. That night, Mandy was on duty to watch over Winston. After 3 days and nights without rest, even the strongest person would falter, so she, Colleen, and Lila took turns looking after him. Upon hearing that Alyssa and the others had arrived, Mandy hurried out to greet them. Lice, you're back. Mandy, the moment Alyssa saw Mandy, she couldn't hold back her emotions. Tears welled up in her eyes. She ran over and hugged Mandy tightly, tears streaming down her face. Oh, what's wrong? Our little princess has become a crybaby. Mandy gently comforted her, casting a reproachful glance at Jonah. Jonah could only smile wryly in response. Mandy. Thanks for taking care of Dad.
How's he doing?
Alyssa forced back her tears and sniffled.
He's doing fine.
He slept better tonight than the past 2 days.
Are you the only one here?
Where are my brothers?
How can they be so heartless?
They're not coming back at a time like this.
The moment Alyssa finished speaking, the door at the end of the corridor opened. Novel bin.
Silas.
Can you please shut your mouth?
Swear this is the last time I'll ever share a room with you.
Can't win me back. Chapter 1565. Axel's eyes were dark with exhaustion. He gritted his teeth in frustration.
Your snoring sounds like thunder during a storm.
Are you trying to blast me to death?
Silas followed closely behind, holding a pillow and yawning.
Despite being tired and barely speaking in coherence, he retorted, "Do you think you're innocent?
If I'm thunder, you're the hammer used for construction.
And you grind your teeth, too.
Whoever marries you will surely suffer from premature aging."
Silas.
Axel.
Alyssa was moved to tears, feeling guilty for her thoughtless words earlier. How could she say such things about her brothers?
The Taylor family's children had always been reliable. They were always there when needed.
Lies.
Silas and Axel suddenly had no trace of sleepiness as they rushed over to Alyssa.
Silas came over right away, and Axel rushed back from overseas as quickly as possible.
Liam is on his way.
Jonah's voice was gentle.
He walked over and lightly patted Alyssa's shoulder, giving her a sense of security.
Lies, don't worry.
We're all here.
Cyrus is on a mission out of town to apprehend an important criminal.
He won't be back until the day after tomorrow.
Mandy continued with a hint of guilt, didn't dare to let him know about Winston's condition.
Was afraid that he'd it's okay, Mandy.
Get it, Alyssa quickly reassured her.
Cyrus needs to concentrate fully during his missions.
Any distraction could be life-threatening.
Let's not tell him for now.
His safe return is more important than anything else.
Jasper stood quietly to the side, not seeking any attention.
He felt content to watch Alyssa surrounded by her loved ones, so he willingly became the man behind her back.
As long as she was happy, he was happy.
Mr. Jonah, Ms. Alyssa.
Just then, Sean rushed in from outside.
His expression was a mix of anger and frustration.
We've got a problem.
Jameson is here.
Alyssa's and Jasper's expressions both changed instantly, looking alike.
Ha!
Does he have a death wish?
Haven't slept well for 3 days, so I'm full of pent-up anger.
Axel squinted, tilting his neck to the side.
Silas also spat out.
At this point, he still has the nerve to come over and pretend like nothing's wrong?
Is he mentally ill or something?
Alyssa's voice turned cold as she said, "Tell him to leave."
But he said he has something important to give to you personally, something you'll definitely need, Sean reported as he dared not get in the way of Alyssa's business.
He's playing these tricks again.
Does he think I'll still trust him and fall for it again?
Alyssa's eyes turned red with hatred, and her fists clenched tightly.
Jasper pursed his lips and spoke seriously, "Lies, your brothers and are all by your side.
He won't be able to cause any trouble.
Why not meet him and see what he's up to this time?"
Alyssa was somewhat surprised by Jasper's unexpected open-mindedness. She knew that he wouldn't have said something like this in the past.
Hearing that, Axel raised an eyebrow teasingly.
Oh, so you're being open-minded now?
Jamieper is your number one rival, Jasper.
Won't you be jealous when you see them together?
Jasper smiled casually.
I'm not thinking that far ahead.
I'm only afraid of missing out on something that Lice really needs.
The Taylor brothers couldn't help but admire Jasper's attitude. This brother-in-law of theirs had quite the character. Frowning, Alyssa thought for a moment before ultimately agreeing with Jasper's suggestion. Let Jamieper come in. Can't win me back. Chapter 1566. The Taylors stood there, looking cold and stern. Alyssa's sharp gaze met Jameson as he walked toward her, and she suddenly felt as if she had traveled back in time. Who would have thought that her childhood friend would become her most terrifying enemy? What started as calling him a little bastard as a joke in their childhood had turned into a chilling reality. He had become a heartless bastard. Jameson's delicate features were solemn as he approached. As he approached Alyssa, he flashed a heartfelt smile. Lys, I'm really happy to see you again. Jasper's eyes darkened, and his tensed hand immediately encircled Alyssa's waist, pulling her into his embrace. He became a formidable barrier for Alyssa. Novel Bin. Letting this viper in was his idea, but at this moment, he was finding it hard to contain his own emotions. But seeing you only makes me feel sick, like want to throw up. Alyssa's words dripped with disgust as she looked at Jameson. Jameson, seemingly oblivious, continued to gaze at her affectionately. Lys, no matter how you scold me or what you do to me, my feelings for you will not diminish. Ugh. Silas leaned against the wall, feeling like he was about to throw up. Swiftly, Axel took out a dagger. Really want to fucking stab this lunatic in the face and see how thick his skin really is. Meanwhile, Alyssa frowned, feeling a chill run through her body. Jameson, you came here as soon as you returned to the country. What are you up to? Jasper clenched his jaw. His sharp eyebrows added seriousness to his handsome face. Ignoring Jasper, Jameson extended his pale hand behind him, toward Carl. Carl immediately handed him a tightly sealed medical steel box with great respect. Lys, heard that Uncle Winston had a relapse this time, worse than before. Jameson looked sincere as he held out the box to Alyssa. This is a special medicine got from a friend in Mosgravia for Uncle Winston. Many stroke patients have seen improvement after using this medicine. Really hope it can help Uncle Winston. Before he could finish his sentence, Alyssa's eyes turned bloodshot. She angrily slapped the box out of his hand, sending it crashing to the ground. Get out, right now. Get out. She pointed to the door. Her crimson lips trembled uncontrollably, as though her nerves, strained from the entire night, had snapped. And don't ever pry about my family's affairs again. It has nothing to do with you. Lys, Jameson's pupils shrank, and he stood there stiffly. He looked as if he had been grievously wronged. I have never had any ill intentions toward Uncle Winston or you. Only came to deliver the medicine. Even if you hate me, you should think of Uncle Winston's well-being and not delay his treatment. Jasper firmly grasped Alyssa's trembling shoulders. His cold eyes were filled with hatred as if he wanted to pierce Jameson's chest with them. Mr. Taylor's condition is not that serious. Don't say such things to scare Lys. Also, Lys is Mr. Taylor's daughter. She knows better than you how to take care of her father. You don't need to teach her. The Taylor brothers and Mandy all nodded in agreement. Axel, always direct, stood tall against the wall and sneered at Jameson. Besides, who knows if the medicine you brought is life-saving or life-threatening? I'm afraid Dad will miss seeing the sun tomorrow along with his three beautiful wives after using it. Mandy was accustomed to Axel's sense of humor, so she didn't think much of it. But Jonah and Silas glared at Axel, tempted to stuff their socks into his mouth. Upon understanding Jameson's intentions for coming here, Jasper spoke with a low voice, "Take your men and your things, and leave now."
Otherwise, it won't just be a conversation between us. As Jameson adjusted his gold-rimmed glasses with his fingertip, a hint of hidden resentment flashed in his eyes.
Why did you have to come all the way here, Jameson?
You know that Lys and Jasper are deeply in love. They have already discussed marriage twice. Yet you persist in coming over and getting a cold shoulder.
Tsk, tsk.
I'm about to shed a tear just watching from the sidelines. A clear and pleasant chuckle rang out. Everyone turned to see Julian, in his white coat, walking toward them with a smile.
I'll accept your gift on their behalf.
Alyssa and Jasper couldn't help but be stunned. Jonah stared into Julian's eyes with a probing gaze, wondering what his intentions were. Smiling, Julian approached Jameson and held out his hand.
Hand it over, and you can leave.
It wouldn't be polite if you stayed any longer.
Can't win me back. Chapter 1567 Jameson's gaze darkened, and a burning sense of shame flushed his cheeks.
Julian was quite sharp-tongued, mastering the art of cursing without using nasty words. In the end, Jameson had no choice but to leave the medicine behind and depart from the hospital with Carl.
Jule, why did you take Jameper's stuff?
We don't want them.
Alyssa felt anxious, finding Julian's actions incomprehensible.
Besides, who can guarantee that what he brought is medicine and not poison?
Ken.
Julian's expression suddenly became serious. He was usually nonchalant, so his seriousness surprised Alyssa and Jasper.
Ken analyzed the medicine.
And that Jameson can't be such a dumbass to brazenly bring poison to visit his beloved woman's father.
He doesn't have shit for brains, does he?
Julian crossed his arms, shaking his head.
Jonah turned his gaze toward Julian, frowning slightly as he cleared his throat.
Julian had truly gone bad. When he first returned to the country, his swear words were limited to fuck and bitch, but now he was using other vulgar words so smoothly.
Alyssa, still red-eyed, said stubbornly, "Even if it's genuine medicine, won't accept anything from Jameson."
Julian became a bit impatient and blurted out, "We should at least give it a try.
What if it works?"
Jasper was calmer than Alyssa in this situation.
He quickly asked, "Julian, what do you mean by that?"
Thought Uncle Winston was already out of danger.
Is there still a problem?
Alyssa's heart tightened instantly, feeling like it was about to stop beating. She held Jasper's arm tightly.
Despite that, the intense waves of emotion couldn't be calmed.
Julian was a straightforward guy.
Keeping it secret these past few days had been tough for him.
He had been on edge in front of Jonah, practically at his breaking point.
Now that he had accidentally spilled the bean, he might as well spill everything out.
He's temporarily out of danger, but the situation isn't optimistic.
At his age, experiencing a stroke once makes the next occurrence even more dangerous.
Learned about Uncle Winston's condition from Aunt Mandy and reviewed his medical records.
Over the past 2 years, he has gradually developed residual symptoms such as limb numbness and motor dysfunction.
Aunt Mandy has given him targeted medicine developed by Lovelace Pharmaceuticals to suppress the condition, but it's only controlling the symptoms.
It's not a cure.
Mandy hung her head in sorrow, feeling an overwhelming sense of pain. She was a proud and strong woman who always wanted to do her best at everything. Yet she couldn't take care of the man she loved, leaving him to suffer from the disease. She had tried everything she could, but they were all of little effect. She even wished that she was the one suffering from the illness instead.
Also, after this rescue, Mr. Taylor has been in a coma for 3 whole days.
This is the longest he's been unconscious since his first stroke.
If he doesn't wake up in 2 days, the situation will become critical.
Julian's words sent everyone into a state of shock. The usually composed Jonah suddenly lost all color in his face. Meanwhile, Silas felt like he had been hit with a heavy blow. He weakly leaned against the wall. Axel, who never considered this house his home and never regarded Winston as his father, had quietly moved to a dim corner. He turned his back to everyone, discreetly wiping away the tears that threatened to fall from the corners of his eyes. How could this happen? Thought he was already fine. Why? Alyssa's eyes widened in disbelief, almost on the verge of hysteria. Can't win me back. Chapter 1568. The bad news weighed on Alyssa's chest like a boulder, rolling back and forth and causing her unbearable pain. Lice, don't be upset. Medical technology is advanced nowadays. Winston will definitely recover. Jasper held her tightly in his arms. With his large hand on the back of her neck, he pressed her flushed face against his chest. He comforted her patiently and firmly. If it's not possible here, I'll accompany you to take Winston abroad all over the world to find the best doctors. He'll be fine. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. I'm sorry, Lice, kids, Mandy finally couldn't hold back anymore. She closed her eyes, letting her tears flow freely. Don't blame Julian. It's my fault. Made him keep silent. Was afraid that telling you would make you sad and scared. Thought could keep it from you until we found a solution. It's my fault. Blame me. Julian's heart ached. Aunt Mandy, please don't say that. We get it, Mandy. Jonah forced himself to control his emotions. His voice was hoarse as he said, "This isn't Julian's fault, and it's not yours either. If anyone is to blame, it's me. As the eldest son, didn't fulfill my duty to Dad. It's all my fault. And me. I'm useless too," Silas sniffled. "Since even Silas is saying that, let me join in." Axel, usually full of pride, looked dejected. "What does it have to do with all of you?" Alyssa's pale face showed no traces of tears, but the intense hatred burning in her eyes was chilling. Wasn't Dominic the one who caused Dad's relapse? Shouldn't he be the one who should take responsibility and repent? That's true, but we all know what kind of person that bastard is. Even if we ask him to take responsibility, he might just come back and upset Dad into the hospital again. Silas sighed helplessly. Lice, if you want revenge, it's easy. I'll cut Dominic's tongue off for you to vent your anger. Axel smirked, and the veins on his forehead throbbed. Let's see how he can make Dad angry in the future. With tears hanging on her lashes, Alyssa looked down and shook her head. No, you don't need to do it. When Dad's condition stabilizes, I'll handle it myself. He may be able to run, but he can't escape from me. In the hospital parking lot, Jameson sat motionless in the car. His beautiful face was as cold as snow. Recalling the humiliation he suffered at the hands of Jasper and the Taylor brothers, he felt a surge of anger rising. He could hardly pretend anymore. Novel Ben. He had hidden his true self, pretending to be weak for so many years. He thought that he had already engraved hypocrisy into his DNA. But seeing Jasper boldly embrace Alyssa and declare sovereignty in front of him, he really couldn't take it anymore. He was about to be overwhelmed by his inner demons. After much deliberation, Jameson finally couldn't help but call the man. Can't win me back. Chapter 1569. As the call connected, Jameson sat upright in anticipation. Sir. Mr. Schmidt, isn't it late at night in your time zone? Haven't you slept yet? The person who answered the phone was Cheryl. Jameson's heart skipped a beat.
he said in surprise, "Ms. Gillis. It's morning in Mosgravia now. Sir is visiting the Jess Eltons and can't take your call now." Cheryl's tone carried a hint of contempt as she said, "If you have something to say, you can tell me, and I'll convey it to him." Frowning, Jameson clenched his fist. He had been working with that man for so many years and devoted himself tirelessly, but he still felt an emptiness in his heart. He felt that there was an invisible barrier between them. He even doubted whether the man truly regarded him as a confidant. And yet, this Cheryl woman, who had only recently joined the man's side, had gained such great trust from him, even being allowed to answer his calls. Could someone as wise and mighty as him have a weakness for women? "Mr. Schmidt, if this is nothing urgent, must return to Sir's side." Cheryl showed no patience for Jameson. "I've delivered the medicine Sir gave me to Lice." "She accepted it?" "Oh, that's good. Congratulations, Mr. Schmidt. She finally accepted your kindness for once." Cheryl chuckled sarcastically. Jameson hesitated for a moment. "The medicine won't cause any issues, right?" "Ha ha. Mr. Schmidt, are you suspecting that Sir will ruin your relationship?" Cheryl's mockery became more pronounced. "Do you think he has that much time on his hands? And if it weren't for him intervening several times at your request, Alyssa would have reconciled with Jasper long ago and perhaps even have had children by now. You would have lost your chance long ago." "Oh, forgot. Alyssa's uterus is already useless. Jasper has ruined her. She can't have children anymore. Ha ha." Jameson's clenched fist trembled uncontrollably. "Ms. Gillis, please watch your words. Lice is the woman love, and she has never offended you." "How do you know she hasn't offended me?" Cheryl's voice suddenly turned deep. "What? Ha ha. Just kidding. The medicine is suitable for Winston's symptoms. Even Lovelace Pharmaceuticals medicines aren't as effective as the one Sir gave you. You can rest assured. Once he recovers, the tailors will all thank you. Alyssa is the type who responds better to kindness than force. Saving her father is a great favor. Her attitude toward you will surely change." Without waiting for a reply, Cheryl coldly hung up. Jameson's pale face turned dark, and a bead of crimson blood seeped from his bitten lower lip. In the blink of an eye, it was already morning. Upon learning the truth, none of the tailors dared to sleep. They all anxiously waited outside the ward. Their eyes were bloodshot from staying up all night, and they were all dejected. Lila, Colleen, and Tatiana brought a lot of breakfast and rushed to the hospital, but no one had any appetite. They sat silently, waiting for news. Alyssa sat in a chair with Jasper's oversized suit draped over her. She had been sitting motionless for hours, not even bending once. Jasper had messaged Xavier and Landon, asking them to come up with a solution. After all, it was a matter of great importance. He couldn't entrust it to anyone he didn't trust, fearing leaks. For now, all he could do was accompany Alyssa. He held her ice-cold hand tightly in his. The end. Chapter 61-69 of Can't Win Me Back. Please waiting for next chapters. And don't forget access website every day to update last chapters and listen more hostess novels like As, The Goal by L. Kennedy, The Score by L. Kennedy, The Mistake by L. Kennedy, books of the bestseller author like As, Melanie Harlow, Lucy Score, Elsie Silver, Margie Quinn, and The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee Lhyz, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith, and more.